Earners, what's up? Look, in the world of personal finance management, finding the right tool is crucial. If you've been relying on Mint to keep your personal finances in check, I got a mix of news for you. Mint is closing down. But here's a silver lining. Monarch Money is stepping up as the go-to financial app, and users, including myself, are making the switch with a smile. Before Monarch, juggling my finances felt like navigating a stormy sea. Other apps either lacked features or were too cumbersome. Then came Monarch Money. Its ease of use, powerful features, and sleek design turned financial management from a chore into a breeze. The constant updates, well, that's the cherry on top. But what truly set it apart for me was its collaboration feature. Money matters can strain relationships, but Monarch brings peace to the table. The app's collaboration tools allow my partner and I to seamlessly manage our finances together. We aligned on our budgets, tracked our cash flow, and even planned our future goals all in one place. Speaking of goals, be it saving for a down payment, your dream vacation, or your children's education, Monarch simplifies it all. It's no wonder the Wall Street Journal hailed it as the best budgeting app. This isn't just an app. It's the next generation of personal finance management, ad-free, intuitive, and always evolving with you in mind. Now look, Monarch isn't just another app. It's the all-in-one solution, from effortlessly importing your data from Mint to customizing your dashboard to your heart's content. Monarch respects your privacy with a strict no ads, no data selling policy. This is financial management as it should be, focused on you. Look, after trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/Mondays. That's monarchmoney.com/Mondays for your extended 30-day free trial.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
1 year ago, the mobile payment platform Pix did not exist. Now, half of Brazil population uses it. And this is why I tell you guys, remember last year when I was like, go study the Russell 2000, go study the German DAX, go study the Nikkei, go study the Bovespa. There are other markets that matter that people are overlooking by not looking internationally. And I know some of you gonna be like, well, you hate China. Yes, I don't think you should invest in Chinese stocks, but at this time. But there are other markets that there are going to be big players in. And you have to realize, and Dorian sent me this last night, and he's like, man, banks are dead. I don't think that they're dead yet, but for banks that don't have a competitive advantage, or for community banks that don't provide exceptional service and convenience, you guys are going to be in trouble, because not only are you getting squeezed from the big banks that are there, fintech is crushing a lot of competition. Put yes in chat if you heard about Pix, and put PIX if it's the first time you have actually heard about it. And I was going to touch on this last week, but we kind of ran out of time. I want to give you an investing pyramid of a couple of different asset classes. So, of course, index funds, they'll give you around 13% return per year. Then you have technology stocks. So you can get anywhere from 30 to 45% return in a year if you have great entries. And I think on some days I probably have some of the best on the planet. With Bitcoin, on average over the last 7 years, you can get 69% return. So this initial three are deemed as safe havens. Everyone put safe haven in chat. Then, now you have some more riskier assets where you could potentially have higher upside. And if you've done the work here and all the homework on Market Mondays, and if you want to be rich, go watch every episode and take notes. Because what if this entire time I was teaching you how to be an investor in all asset classes by first starting you in a publicly traded market? Maybe, maybe not, but maybe. Angel investing. For less than half of the population, you can squeeze out 250% returns or more. It's not likely unless you have a competitive advantage or you're able to do something to help move that business and help them scale, right? Now, fifth, you have venture capital. You get 12% return on average if you look at all deals in aggregate. But let's look at these stats. 50% of venture funds return less than 1x. Only 5% return more than 3x. And only 1% of venture firms get returns up to 10x. Which is the most popular VC firm of all time? Please put it in chat. Well, private equity, you can get anywhere from, you're probably going to get anywhere from 10 to 12% ROI over a 20-year period. But if you can hit a home run, you can be in a 500% return to 800% return range. So when you learn how to invest in one thing, you then have a formula to invest in a bunch of other things. And I'm not saying that angel investing is easy, ventures is easy. But I do want you guys to be well-versed in a bunch of areas, because there will be a lot of opportunities that come your way here pretty soon. So I wanted to put that out there. And I know some of you were triggered about the wealth level. So let me tell you with love, I'm not here to re-trigger you this evening. But look at these stats. The United States of America, there's 17 million millionaires in this country. And most of them follow the same five or six paths to get there. Do you not deserve to be one of them in the future? Put yes or no in chat. There are 56.1 million millionaires in the world. There's 56 million millionaires in the world. And there's anywhere from a 6.4 to 22.3% chance of becoming a millionaire, depending on what path and industry you are a part of. But this is the one that really caught me off guard. There's 214,000 people in the world that have a net worth above 25 million. So while we're arguing on if these levels are...
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Accurate or not, 17 million people in the United States of America have a net worth of at least $1 million, 56 million millionaires in the world, and 214,000 people have a net worth above 25 million. My job is to make you think higher, think bigger, reach for more. Know that you're worthy. Know that you're loved. Know that your family deserves this. Your friends deserve this, even if you think currently that you don't. The investing blueprint that I need you to follow. Number one, I've covered it before, but we got to study the macroeconomic environment first. Basically, are things in the world good or bad? Bad presents opportunity. Please put that in chat. A bad economic environment, if I can talk, presents immense opportunity. Number two, then the fundamentals of the company. Then you have to study what the biggest macroeconomic buyers are buying. Vanguard, BlackRock. Understand what they are buying. And in 20 years, it may be another player. Study them, because they are the market makers. And number four, you then have to understand the price of where to get in. If you master these four things, you will be able to invest very easily into the market and have a lot of safety in doing so. Quiz time. How long do immortal jellyfish live? So when you go back and watch previous Market Mondays, there's a common theme that you see in these. There's a lot of pictures of nature, a lot of pictures of aquatic life, and a lot of pictures of space. There is a reason why. Someone put the clues together, and the first one that does, I'll be sure to give you an amazing prize. But maybe the secret to living for a long period of time, as Jeff Bezos is trying to do, maybe that secret is in species that do not die. I'll touch more on that in 4 or 5 weeks. You need 10,000 shares for freedom. And then you need 100,000 shares for everlasting wealth. So if you find a company that has good prospects, or let's say you get into a coin really cheap and you have the chutzpah to be able to hold it for a 20-year period, 15-year period, the more coins or the more shares you can have, the better. And I'm not here to bust anyone's balls or make anyone feel uncomfortable, but the levels that you need to get to first is get your first year under your belt, then you need to get to 100, then you need to get to 1,000, then you get to 10,000. So many people are trying to play on your emotions and say you don't need that much because they want to keep you in your ecosystem to keep you buying. I said it last week. My job is in 3 years for you to tune me out and say, bro, I don't even need you anymore. I have 26,000 shares of Apple. What the hell I need to listen to you for? I've done my job then. Most people are just trying to keep you contained so you can keep buying. Please put 100,000 shares in chat if you want everlasting wealth. And I was doing some research this weekend. So I said, okay, I know over 20 years, over no period, is the S&P 500 going to be down. If you love your kids dearly, if you love your grandkids, listen. The 40-year average of investing in S&P 500 is 262% return on investment. Go look at any 40-year period. You'll be up. And this is conservative. This does not include NASDAQ, right? This does not include tech alone. This is just investing in the S&P 500, a boring category, but a boring category that presents and produces results. S&P is like Kawhi. Like, it's not that flashy, but it's going to get the job done. And you don't really have to worry day in, day out if the S&P 500 is going to perform.
My graduates from my school being Forbes, backdrop.
Backdrop.
A mic drop. Backdrop.
Backdrop.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.